There's been a change in U.S. government rules regarding gender and bathroom use in public schools. We first reported on this last May. That's when the Obama administration gave controversial instruction to schools regarding students who are transgender, people who identify as a gender that's different than their biological sex at birth. A recent university estimate suggests around half of 1% of Americans are transgender, though the exact percentage isn't known. The Obama administration recommended that U.S. public schools allow transgender students to use the bathrooms or locker rooms that correspond with their gender identity. The government said this would protect transgender students from discrimination, and it threatened schools with a loss of federal funding if they didn't follow the rules. But more than 20 states sued the government, saying it was trying to illegally rewrite existing law and force radical changes on schools. The directive is currently tied up in court. The guidelines were not a law passed by Congress, so they were subject to being reversed by any succeeding presidential administration. And this week, they were. The Trump administration says policies on this issue should be in the hands of Congress, state legislatures, or local governments.
I've made this clear, and the president's made it clear throughout the campaign, that he's a firm believer in states' rights and that certain issues like this are not best dealt with at the federal level.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi wrote in a statement, quote, "This is not a state issue. This is an issue of equality for all, and that transgender students have the same right to a safe environment at school and in their community as everyone else." Supporters of the new guidelines called them a victory for parents, students, and privacy. And the Trump administration says it remains committed to protecting all students from discrimination and bullying.